Now, as we head through the overnight into tomorrow, we're going to look for temperatures in the 50s. Your Friday features some scattered showers once again, a lot of cloud cover, upper 50s to barely near 60 degrees. Some sunshine on Saturday, mid-60s, but I still can't rule out a stray shower or two. I'm 70s meteorologist Brian Vandegraff in the First Alert Weather Center.
Some rain now near Warrenton and Front Royal. It's 69 degrees in Washington.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good morning, I'm Michelle Bash.
And I'm John Aaron. Coming up,
where once was the encampment on GW's campus is now surrounded by fencing. I'm Cheyenne Corrin.
Republican candidate Larry Hogan clarifies his stance on abortion in Maryland's U.S. Senate race. I'm Nick Iannelli.
Some are calling this case of arson in Potomac
dark and damaging to the community.
I'm Mike Murillo.
Stormy Daniels expected back on the witness stand at former President Trump's hush money trial.
8 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Biden says a paused weapons shipment to Israel may not be the last. He tells CNN it hinges on Prime Minister Netanyahu's vow to invade the southern Gaza city of Rafah.
I've made it clear to Bibi and the war cabinet, they're not going to get our support if, in fact, they go in these population centers.
The BBC's Yoland Nell is in Jerusalem.
We did have Israel's ambassador to the UN, Gilad Erdan, speaking to public radio. He said that these comments by President Biden were extremely disappointing and they would give hope to Israel's enemies.
The first shipment of humanitarian aid has left a U.S.-built floating pier off the coast of Gaza. In Columbia, Tennessee.
Oh, my gosh, John. Oh, there goes.
A couple watching from their car as a twister touched down. At least two people were killed. Spring Hill Mayor Jim Hageman.
We are in a search and rescue mode. We are going from house to house to make sure that everybody is okay. And if they're not okay, then we will treat them as we come upon them.
A tornado blamed for a third death in North Carolina. Stormy Daniels will be back on the witness stand for cross-examination at former President Trump's hush money trial over her detailed account of an alleged tryst. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
They are looking for inconsistencies between her testimony and some of the claims in her book. She spoke of how much she wanted to come forward with her story about Donald Trump after the Access Hollywood tape was disclosed. She would have done so without any payment, but she was paid and sought payment.
The White House could announce a new rule as soon as today on deportations. CBS's Matt Piper.
The new regulation would apply to migrants who ask for asylum after crossing the U.S.-Mexico border illegally. It would allow immigration officials to deport migrants who are ineligible for asylum earlier in the process. It is one of several actions the Biden administration has been considering to restrict access to the U.S. asylum system amid a spike in applications in recent years, mostly driven by migrants crossing the southern border illegally.
A Boeing whistleblower is speaking out.
Knowing what I know about the 737, it makes me very uncomfortable when I fly in one of them.
Santiago Paredes worked on a production line at a large supplier, Spirit Aerosystems, for 12 years. He tells CBS News his managers nicknamed him Showstopper for pointing out defects that needed repair and held up deliveries. Apple taking flack over a new ad.
Sometimes when I'm down and all alone.
This week's iPad Pro spot set to share song features a giant hydraulic press crushing a record player, paint cans, and a piano. Social media critics say it conveys contempt for the arts. This is CBS News.
And now, a list of things from Progressive Insurance. Home, auto, boat, motorcycle, RV, ATV. Progressive protects them all. Learn more about bundling at progressive.com.
It's 8:03 on Thursday, May 9th. 69 degrees, chance of rain and storms today. Temps reaching the low 70s. Good morning, I'm Michelle Bash.
And I'm John Aaron. The top local story we're following this hour is new today. Metal barriers are now surrounding University Yard at George Washington University. It comes after 33 protesters were arrested there yesterday. We get the latest from WTOP's Cheyenne Corrin.
The U Yard at George Washington University is getting a new look, and campus operations are getting somewhat back to normal. Well, aside from this newly installed over 10-foot-tall black fence that is now surrounding the area where the pro-Palestinian encampment was for nearly 15 days, these fences are similar to those that were put up around the U.S. Capitol following the January 6th insurrection. Unlike earlier this week, there are no students out except for those headed to class, but there is still a heavy police presence in the area. 8th Street is also now reopened to traffic. Cheyenne Corrin, WTOP News.
Campaign 2024 on WTOP. Today is the last day for early voting ahead of Tuesday's primary elections in Maryland. Larry Hogan is expected to easily win the Republican nomination in the race for Maryland's soon-to-be-open Senate seat. Hogan covered many issues in a wide-ranging interview with WTOP's Nick Iannelli.
Fiscal conservative, stimulating the economy, creating opportunity and jobs is what I'd focus on in the Senate.
But what about other issues Republicans have focused on, such as abortion? Some Democrats have suggested that former Governor Larry Hogan would support a federal abortion ban. When asked about that, Hogan responded by saying, unequivocally,
"No, of course not. That's absolutely false."
Hogan says his record speaks for itself.
My position has been the same. When I was running for governor in 2014, I said I would not take any action to change any of Maryland's current law on protecting a woman's right to access to abortion, and I kept that promise for 8 years.
Regarding the Baltimore Bridge collapse, it's estimated that it'll take until 2028 for a new bridge to be built there. Hogan has called that unacceptable.
It's a very important thing, not just for Baltimore, but, you know, it's a federal highway.
He says, as a senator, he would work to speed up the timeline.
You could get it done faster. Most of the delays are the federal environmental process and the wildlife process that you have to go through. And we ought to figure out ways to maybe streamline it so we can cut time, which adds, you know, the time adds more cost and delays. Frankly, you could get it done faster if we can streamline things and cut some of the red tape.
In Montgomery County, Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
You can listen to Nick's full interview at WTOP.com.
Police are trying to figure out who burned down most of a playground in the Potomac area. We get the details on that from WTOP's Mike Murillo.
Melted slides and a charred rope ridge are now what remain of what was a popular playground set at Greenbrier Local Park after someone set it on fire. Matt Solomon of Potomac was saddened to see what's left of it.
This is quite dark and damaging to the community.
Lieutenant Charles Smith with Maryland National Capitol Park Police says they don't know why someone would do this.
And just take it upon themselves to destroy it, you know, so viciously.
They need tips to solve this fire that was set just before 10 p.m. on Tuesday. Carrie of Potomac walked by what's left with her daughter, Kelsey.
It's devastating. We come here all the time.
And her daughter has some tough words for the fire bug or bugs behind this.
What would you say to the people who did something like that?
I hate you.
In Potomac, Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
One of the district's most restricted flight zones will be filled with planes this weekend. More than 50 vintage and modern aircraft are set to fly over the National Mall. It's part of an event hosted by the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Anyone on the mall will most likely hear a low rumble between noon and 1 p.m. Saturday as the planes fly at a low altitude through the area.
Coming up on WTOP.
You should probably lower your inheritance expectations. I'm Jeff Claybaugh.
It's 8:07.
Collider says BritBox has TV everyone should be watching. Stream acclaimed series with powerful performances from Jodie Whittaker, Tamara Lawrence, Bella Ramsey, and Matthew McFadyen. Discover new BritBox original series you won't find anywhere else. Like Three Little Birds, Agatha Christie's Murder is Easy, and a new chapter of BAFTA-winning drama, Time. Stream what the New York Times calls the best of British telly, only on BritBox. Start a free trial at BritBox.com.
Thanks for being with us. It's 8:08.
Michael & Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49. Michael & Son.
And weather on the 8th in the WTOP Traffic Center. It's Rob Stallworth.
Delays easing on I-95 northbound as you come past Dale City, but once you hit the Prince William Parkway, the crash on the right shoulder is still drawing some attention as you head northbound toward 123. That's where you're off and on the brakes as you leave Lorton into Newington, headed toward the Springfield Interchange, but those travel lanes are reported to be open and available. On the interloop, as you leave I-95, headed toward 236, that's where the delays are there. Then again, approaching Route 7 in Leesburg, Pike off and on toward the Dulles Toll Road with nothing reported as blocking. Eastbound 66 on the brakes as you make your way past Route 28 in Centerville, headed out toward 123 with travel lanes open as you continue toward the Beltway. Inside the Beltway, watch for delays as you head toward Glebe Road with nothing reported as blocking there. Northbound 395 off and on the brakes anywhere as you leave Duke Street, headed towards Seminary Road. Then again, approaching the Boundary Tunnel Drive across the 14th Street Bridge onto the eastbound freeway with travel lanes open toward the 3rd Street Tunnel. Keep in mind, southbound DC 295 solid delays as you come off the BW Parkway, headed past Eastern Avenue toward East Capitol Street. May have a new crash inbound on the inbound on New York Avenue as you head past South Dakota Avenue toward Blaine'sburg Road, so watch for anything there. Otherwise, if you're traveling topside of the Beltway, still out-of-loop delays as you make your way toward New Hampshire Avenue, off and on toward Georgia Avenue, southbound 270 on the brakes through Gaithersburg, headed toward Rockville, on to southbound 270 spur toward, of course, River Road, with travel lanes open and available. If you're on the BW Parkway southbound, you're on the brakes leaving 198, headed toward Powder Mill Road, but travel lanes are reported to be open. In a loop, watch for delays leaving Route 1 in College Park, headed south toward Central Avenue. In a loop, as you make your way toward I-295 in the local lanes, we had the crash blocking the right side of the roadway as you head toward the Wilson Bridge. But keep in mind, if you're traveling across the Wilson Bridge, you're in pretty good shape as you leave Maryland headed into Virginia. Make your next car an EV with electrifying elegance and shocking incentives, including $18,500 in lease cash on the Genesis GV70. Go to Genesis of Gaithersburg or Rockville at fitzmall.com today. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
Now 7 News First Alert meteorologist Brian Vandegraff.
Noticeably cooler day headed our way with some off-on showers potentially through the mid-morning here. And then temperatures close to only about 70. Easterly winds will kind of keep down our threat. But into the evening, we are watching for a couple of thunderstorms, so we'll have to watch for that. Heading into your Friday, some scattered showers, even cooler. We may not get out of the upper 50s. I'm 7 News meteorologist Brian Vandegraff in the First Alert Weather Center.
Right now we have some rain west of the Plains, in between the Plains and Front Royal. Also some lighter rain near Warrenton. It is 69 degrees in Washington, brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com.
Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Do you pay a lot for all sorts of different streaming services? Three giants of the streaming wars are teaming up now. Starting this summer, you'll be able to buy Disney Plus, Hulu, and Max all together in one bundle. There will be ad-supported and ad-free versions. No prices have been revealed yet, but the companies behind it say they will release more details soon.
If you're expecting to inherit money, WTOP business reporter Jeff Claybaugh says you may not get as much as you'd think.
Two-thirds of millennials expecting to get an inheritance expect to share $320,000 with siblings, but a USA Today survey of boomers who will pass on money say it'll be less than $250,000. In fact, a Federal Reserve study found half of inheritances left are less than $50,000.
Some of the reasons why baby boomers are leaving fewer inheritance dollars behind are rising health care costs, longer living, and a willingness to spend more on themselves in their golden years.
Coming up on WTOP, streams jumped nearly 50% for one hip-hop star after a series of diss tracks. It's 8:12.
During Regency Furniture's Memorial Day mattress sale, save up to $1,100 on Beautyrest and up to $900 on Serta mattresses and adjustable sets. Plus, free rapid delivery.
Life. It's full of strange twists and unexpected surprises. But at AAA, it's always been our policy to look on the plus side. And our AAA Plus members tend to take the same view. Take Martin, for example. Last Monday, his morning coffee surprised him with an extra 10 degrees of Fahrenheit.
Ouch!
It was just the jolt of energy he needed to start the day. Later, when his shirt was targeted by the mustard on his burger, he became a proud trendsetter.
Martin, looking good!
And when he walked face first into a sparkling glass door, he was happy to provide some much-needed entertainment for his coworkers.
I'm okay.
And of course, when his car battery took early retirement, Martin felt no resentment. He knew there was a plus side. AAA's expert roadside assistance was only a call away.
Hello, AAA. Are you in a safe location?
While we can't all be like Martin, we can become a AAA Plus member and experience the peace of mind that comes with living on the plus side. Towing is subject to a 7-day waiting period. Terms and conditions apply.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done.
At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Coming up, free outdoor movies are back in the area, and one blockbuster airs tonight. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Make this Mother's Day extra special with Meadows Farms Nurseries. Give mom the gift of blooming beauty with 20% off all annual hanging baskets and all roses in bloom. We also have a wide variety of fruits and vegetables, annuals, perennials, and more. But that's not all. Surprise mom with an instant gift card available at meadowsfarms.com. Get $10 extra on the card for every $100 purchased. Visit us today at one of our 17 locations or meadowsfarms.com. Meadows Farms, plant a little happiness.
It's the weekend. We celebrate mom, the one who's seen you through every one of your weird phases and still loves you in spite of them. Happy Mother's Day from WTOP News.
8:15.
A Fort Washington man has pleaded guilty to second-degree murder in the beating death of an 87-year-old. Johnny Shepard was attacked in a Beltsville parking lot in 2022 in a dispute over an alleged door ding. Shepard suffered a brain injury and died a month later. The attack was caught on surveillance video. 27-year-old Julius Wright faces up to 18 years in prison. His girlfriend has also been charged in the case.
I hate the way that you walk, the way that you talk. I hate the way that you dress. I hate the way that you
speak. The scandalous rap beef between Drake and Kendrick Lamar isn't up to us to decide the winner, but fans have been listening to one more than the other lately. Billboard says Lamar's streams are up 49% in the last week, while Drake's are down 5%. CBS Morning spoke with Billboard's director of hip-hop and R&B, Carl Lamar, who is not related. He broke down how this all started.
In March, Kendrick jumped on a record, which is called Like That. He took shots at Drake and J. Cole. So because of that, the song ended up going number one for 3 weeks, and this woke up Drake to say, okay, this beef has been simmering for over a decade. We've been throwing subliminals, and it has led to arguably one of the greatest rivalries we've seen in just a month's time. We've gotten double-digit diss records since the release of Like That, 7 in just a week alone.
This comes after a shooting in Toronto that injured Drake's security guard, but it's not clear if this is related to the beef.
Get ready for free outdoor movies with a picturesque waterfront view of D.C. National Harbor is bringing back its popular Movies on the Potomac series.
Step up onto the rail and open your eyes.
I'm flying! Jack!
National Harbor screens date night movies every Thursday, including Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet in Titanic Tonight, coinciding with a special Titanic exhibit of keepsakes and personal belongings from the ship. Family nights kick off Sunday with Disney's animated gem Moana, which was rescheduled after last week's rainout, allowing kids to stand at the edge of the Potomac River and sing,
"And no one knows how far it goes."
See the full lineup on WTOP.com. Jason Fraley, WTOP News.
Now a quick look at the top stories we're working on at WTOP.
We're learning more about how explosives will be used in the ongoing cleanup effort at the collapsed Baltimore Bridge site.
Changes underway at George Washington University that could deter protesters from any future encampment efforts there.
Stormy Daniels is set to return to the stand today at former President Trump's criminal trial in New York.
Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead.
We're brought to you by Live Nation. Don't miss this rare opportunity to see Neil Young and Crazy Horse live on their Love Earth tour. Saturday, May 11th at Jiffy Lube Live. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com. It's 8:18. Traffic and weather on the 8s. Over to Rob Stallworth in the traffic center.
In a loop, headed toward the Wilson Bridge. Crash in the local lanes near I-295 was blocking the right side. Watch for delays on the inner loop after Branch Avenue as you head toward National Harbor and the Wilson Bridge. Top side of the Beltway, outer loop delays as you leave New Hampshire Avenue, headed toward Georgia Avenue, which your travel lanes reported to be open and available. Inner loop slows as you leave Route 1 College Park, headed down to and past Route 50 and the John Hanson Highway. South southbound on the BW Parkway, headed inside the Beltway near the Good Luck Road overpass, may have a crash blocking a lane. Northbound BW Parkway slows, approaching Greenbelt Road toward Powder Mill Road and beyond toward 197, which the travel lanes are reported to be open and available. In Gambrills, northbound 3 near Watt Chapel and Riedel Roads, we have all lanes blocked and you're under police direction for the crash that involves an overturned vehicle. In Laurel, 198 eastbound at Route 1, a single left lane gets you by the emergency utility work. Traveling in Virginia on the in-loop, watch for delays coming off of I-95 headed toward Braddock Road and 236. Then again, approaching Route 7 Leesburg Pike off and on toward the Georgetown Pike, but your travel lanes open and available. If you're on I-95 northbound, watch for delays as you make your way past Dale City headed toward the Prince William Parkway. Then again, approaching Lorton headed into Newington toward the Springfield Interchange. Once you get on the I-395, got some delays as you leave Duke Street headed toward Seminary Road, which your travel lanes open and available. Still solid as you approach the Pentagon up to and across the 14th Street Bridge onto the eastbound freeway. Watch for delays as you continue toward the 3rd Street Tunnel. Southbound DC 295, solid delays coming off of the BW Parkway headed toward East Capitol Street. Inbound on New York Avenue, watch for delays coming past South Dakota Avenue as you head toward Blaine'sburg Road. That's where we had the report of a crash, uncertain as to which lane or lanes may be blocked there. But beyond that, you are clear toward the 3rd Street Tunnel with your travel lanes open. Make your next car an EV with electrifying elegance and shocking incentives, including $18,500 in lease cash on a Genesis GV70. Go to Genesis of Gaithersburg or Rockville at Fitzmall.com today. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
7 News First Alert meteorologist Eileen Whalen is here. And are we going to see more of what we've been seeing this morning with just batches of rain moving through?
Yeah, especially through the morning hours. I'm looking at radar right now and tracking a more widely scattered area of rain moving through just east of Front Royal, parts of Fauquier and western Loudoun counties. And then closer into the district, actually a little shower just popped up on the radar around the Falls Church, Arlington area, and then up around Wheaton, Aspen Hill, and Rockville in Montgomery County. So a few isolated showers this morning. Again, the big story, I think, really is going to be the cloudy and cooler conditions, and I think that's really going to limit our risk of severe weather. But of course, our team will be monitoring the trends, more widely scattered showers, and even a few rumbles of thunder possible heading into the evening hours. Temperatures overnight are going to get into the 50s, and then we're pretty much going to stay in the 50s tomorrow with lots of clouds and continued scattered shower chances. I'd say by tomorrow night, we could see about a quarter to maybe a half inch of rain, and then heading into the weekend, it will be cooler than average. Get ready for morning lows in the 40s. In many neighborhoods, and then afternoon highs in the 60s. We will have some sunshine both days, but we also do have some rain chances right now. Saturday night, I think, best chance of rain, maybe an on and off shower for the day on Sunday for Mother's Day. Right now, temperatures in the 60s. We're at 65 at Dulles Airport, 67 at BWI, and 68 at Reagan National.
Brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Save 50% off installation plus 18 months, zero interest. Conditions apply. GutterHelmet.com.
Coming up, more humanitarian aid is on the way to Gaza. We have the latest, 8:22.
So my husband's eating healthy, I'm gluten-free, our daughter's vegan, and our son loves burgers, and that makes it really hard to choose a place to eat, which is why Silver Diner has become our go-to restaurant. Their flexitarian menu offers something for all of us, and they use fresh, locally sourced ingredients. It's the one place we can all agree on.
Check out Silver Diner and find something for everyone. Silver Diner, much more than a diner.
What if AI could help your agency deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your agency can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your agency. Learn more at ibm.com/federal. IBM. Let's create.
You've seen the long fence signs, and what they represent is more than just the gorgeous hardscape yard, deck, patio, or fence they're attached to. They're about our long-standing commitment to our customers, who know that we're long on experience and always provide the highest quality of craftsmanship and service. Of course, we're long on savings, too. Right now, get 25% off. Visit longfence.com to schedule your free estimate today.
There's a long-time name for quality.
You're listening to WTOP News.
8:23, I'm John Aaron.
And I'm Michelle Bash. A shipment of humanitarian aid is on the way to Gaza. It marks the first time a U.S.-built pier off the Gaza coast will be used. The U.S.-flagged cargo ship Sagamore left a Cyprus port today. Land deliveries have been severely disrupted by border closures and military operations. American military forces built the platform after an order by President Biden. It is intended to be the launching pad for future deliveries.
8:24.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Eye on Travel Minute. We've all heard about junk fees at airlines and hotels, but now be prepared for junk fees at restaurants. These are charges that often aren't disclosed until you get the check. One restaurant adds $2.33 if they bring bread to your table. Another adds a 5% administrative fee. And then, of course, the mandatory but not often expected 20% gratuities built into the total amount of the bill. The real issue, of course, beyond the charges themselves, is when or if the restaurant discloses it at the time you order your food, or simply adds it to your tab at the end of the meal. If it's the latter and you're paying with a credit card, you can dispute the tab, claiming failure to disclose. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Eye on Travel Minute.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Make sure your family is well taken care of with life insurance. Protect your phones, laptops, and more with electronic device insurance. And make sure to cover your furry friends with pet health insurance.
Sports at 25 and 55, brought to you by Amentum. Solving what's next. Engineering a safer, smarter, cleaner world.
Hello again, Dave Preston.
Good morning. The Nationals come up short in 12 innings to the Orioles 7-6. Now, they sent the game into extra frames with a two-run rally in the ninth and extended things with a two-run rally in the 11th. Manager Davey Martinez.
Good battle all night long. To me, that shows unbelievable character. It really does. I mean, we fell short, yeah, but they put two on, we come back. They put two on, we come back. That says a lot about this ball club. It was beautiful. I mean, it really was. We fell short, but we keep playing like that, and we're going to win a lot of baseball games. So I'm really proud of the way the boys fought tonight.
For the record, the boys will be back in town May 20th after a 9-game road trip that begins tomorrow, so spread the word around. NBA playoffs, New York tops Indiana 130-121. Dante DiVincenzo and the Knicks rallied from 10 down at the half. They didn't know if Jalen Brunson would return from a foot injury.
I don't know what we were down at halftime, but, you know, we're in the locker room.